This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
There are a lot of youth today who are like learning homesteading skills. They're going to do really, really well because their life is not easy.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're not just thumbing their way through a bunch of Snapchat.
Oh my God, your friend Shirley, she has a new handbag. Oh my God.
No, that's not their life.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We've reached a very dangerous time for our country and our culture. And I know this because I'm seeing some more red flags. Perhaps you're seeing them too. One of them, for example, I'm hearing from people in the independent media, leaders, writers who run websites. And of course, I'm one of them, so I'm hearing from some of them that they are now resigned to the fact that it's just headed for collapse. There's nothing that any of us can do. That we have tried for a very long time to wake people up, educate people, to reform the system in a rational way, to prevent the debt collapse, you know, on and on. So many areas, but even the optimists in the independent media are now basically saying, nah, we're screwed. This can only end in collapse and disaster. This is not going to end well. No question about it. But the other thing I'm also hearing is a sense of desperation among people on both sides of the political spectrum who say they give up too. They can't talk to the other side. You know, even the Democrats, I think Bernstein with the Washington Post was saying recently that the two sides are operating from two different sets of facts. And of course, he's wrong about that. There's only one side that has the facts. And it's not the Washington Post, just FYI. It's not CNN. What's really happening is that all of the lies and the fake news of the mainstream media is now colliding with the facts, colliding with reality. You know, for the first time, the independent media is dominant across the internet, asking questions, being skeptical, encouraging people to think for themselves, encouraging people to see through the false narratives that the mainstream media has been pushing out for generations. And until recently, there was no counter explanation. There was no, you know, counter narrative, really, to be able to peel back the layers of propaganda and indoctrination that the mainstream media has been putting out there. So now we are at a kind of moment in our culture where the two sides, especially in politics, cannot agree on anything. I've heard people say that they think Obama is the most angelic, compassionate, loving person on the planet. Apparently, they have no idea that he gave Iran funding for nuclear weapons and that he worked meticulously to betray the United States of America during his 8 years in office. Yet somehow there are people who think he's an angelic, almost a godlike being that we are blessed to have had as a president. There are some people who think that Hillary Clinton is an angel. Like, really? Have you seen the body bags behind the Clintons? Have you seen how many people committed, quote, suicide who were about to testify against the Clinton Foundation? What about all the Arkanside that took place when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, even before he became president? These people have no idea. And so they're operating off of a false set of non-facts. They are living in a delusional world, but that's beside the point. The bigger point is that those of us who are really informed and those who are totally delusional can never agree on common ground anymore. This is a major, major turning point. Well, a tipping point, really. That means that probably this country will break apart. Now, how it happens is anyone's guess. We don't know if it's going to be some kind of catalyst that starts a civil war. We don't know if there's going to be some kind of financial collapse that ends up turning the cities into a gang-infested death traps. We don't know if there's going to be an attack from North Korea, an EMP weapon that just takes down the whole regional power grid, let's say, in the Pacific Northwest, and just takes down just everything that you have come to depend on. We don't know how this is going to really unfold. What we know is that the conditions are in place for something very, very aggressive, something very strong in terms of disagreement and perhaps combat between the two opposing sides. I mean, let's not forget, the radical left has been training people how to use firearms to take over the government and how to assassinate Republicans. Remember that guy, the left-wing guy, the Bernie Sanders volunteer guy who tried to shoot up all those Republicans on that softball field in Virginia, I believe? He's just one of many. The left is training up some kind of a resistance army. They even call themselves the resistance. And they can't wait to start bombing government buildings, trust me on this point, because they've done it before. Remember the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, and all that whole thing? If you don't know about that, you need to read up. They've done this before. The radical left has a terrorist ideology, and they can't wait to start, you know, murdering conservatives, murdering Republicans, bombing government buildings, calling for the assassination of Trump, whatever they have to do. That's their mindset. That's how insane they are. And my point is, you can't reason with them anymore. You can't reason with deranged leftists. They are so far gone that they cannot be, you know, you can't bring them back from the void that they now inhabit, or that maybe inhabits their minds at this point. They are so far gone. If someone thinks that Obama is an angel and Hillary Clinton was an angel and they hate America and they hate Western civilization and they're triggered by the U.S. flag because they think it's a symbol of hatred and oppression, you know, they're gone, man. What can you do with these people? Except, you know, revoke their citizenship and kick them out of the country, send them over to Venezuela where they can dumpster dive for food. That's really what they deserve. If you hate America, you haven't earned the right to be here. If you don't respect the outcome of elections, you haven't earned the right to participate in elections. If you don't stand for liberty, then you're not an American. And you don't belong here, frankly. You know, that's just saying it bluntly, that all of you people who hate America and you hate the flag and you hate the founding fathers, why don't you just leave? Why don't you get out? Why don't you go somewhere else where your utopian socialist communist society is on full display, like, oh, I don't know, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, communist China, on and on. Sure, there are countries that have your ideology. They are hellholes of human suffering and pain and corruption and tyranny, because that's what you will get if you get your way, because that's the kind of society that people like you always create, being a leftist, you see. Just speaking as a thought experiment to leftists. I don't think there are very many leftists listening to this podcast. Probably not. Unless they're trying to glean some piece of information from it that they can use to assassinate more conservatives. Who knows? Not that I'm a mainstream conservative, because I certainly am not. I'm not into tribalism. I'm not into political parties. I'm into independent thinking and self-reliance, you know, all of these things. But anyway, my point is that we're way beyond the point of being able to sit down together in a room and reason together and reach common facts and reach a compromise or agree on key principles. We're beyond that because the left is freaking insane. They are delusional. They're about to give Bill Nye some kind of Emmy Award for his quack science propaganda that says that chromosomes don't matter. You can choose to be a man or a woman now. Just change your mind, wave a magic wand over your crotch, and suddenly, wham! Like you're the other gender. It's insane. From science to economics to everything else, everything the left pushes is rooted in delusion and mental illness. It's so far gone. You can't reason with these people. So what do? You just get prepared to outlast them, because they will implode. Their cities will implode. You know, collapse of Fornia is accelerating. You just got to be ready to ride out the chaos that's coming and make sure that the left-wing gangs and mobs don't murder you in the process, because they want to. And they think that if you're a prepper, you're a bad person. You've been hoarding supplies from them, and they have every right to come kill you and take your supplies to redistribute them in order to avoid inequality in preparedness supplies. You see, that's their narrative. That's their philosophy. No joke. Not an exaggeration of any kind. They will kill you to take your stuff and hand it out to themselves. That's the way they think. That's the way they think about taxes and government and subsidies, prepping, everything. If there's an emergency, they're going to come kill you and take your stuff. So just make sure they can't do that. There's a starting point. Yeah, and we'll go from there, all right? If the internet is still working, I'll have podcasts covering all of this day by day, but probably the internet will be down, so you're going to have to just roll with this on your own until things get back online, and then we'll talk about what happened. Should be interesting. In any case, be safe. Check out my website, survival.news, to stay informed, and thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.